medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Good afternoon and welcome to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna. Listeners, I would like to first thank you for your time and also to thank our sponsors. We have got a great show for you today. The topic is prosperity, and I kind of want to throw in abundance as well because it's a similar topic. And I'd like to introduce you to the spiritual healer this show is dedicated to, Atana. You've just heard some of his music. I haven't actually heard that one before. It was absolutely beautiful. And you'll continue to hear his music throughout the broadcast. He's an author, musician, master healer, international teacher, just to name a few. But what makes him really special is that he created a method to help as many people as possible on their healing journey, and that's called the Atana Method. The easiest way to find Atana is to visit his website, atanamethod.com, or just Google him. And now I'd like to introduce Atana himself. Hello, Atana.
Hello, wonderful being, wonderful Anna, wonderful listeners, and of course, Crystal, Carol and Saber.
So yes, hello, Carol and Saber.
Yes, and the music I loved on, he put another song out there. I don't think I wrote the song, but I love the song. And I'm enjoying every moment here being on air, and we're going to make it happen. Prosperity, abundance on all levels, in all areas of our lives.
Well, it's a topic that you really focus on in your work. And actually, today I've brought in two beautiful crystals that I've bought from you into the room in which I'm speaking because I thought they might be part of this conversation. But abundance, prosperity, you focus on these topics, these two aspects a lot, Atana. Can you tell us a little bit why that is, please?
Because every experience that we have here on this planet is affected by our either limitation or by our full embrace of our source and of literally of our heritage of coming from this oneness consciousness. And from the oneness consciousness point of view, we have unlimited access to experiences, to levels of expressions here on this planet that are unlimited in form, in terms of even emotional thoughts or emotional feelings or thoughts, or even creative inputs, music, frequencies, love, time. Literally, how much space and experiences are we giving ourselves on a daily basis that are reminding us of our unlimitedness? And often when we come here or we incarnate here on this planet, we basically submit ourselves to the structure that's already here. And if you really look at time or space, and I know it's important to have a schedule to know what needs to be done and to get things done also in a timely manner. But think about it, how much time we're really wasting with thoughts that are also parts of the abundance. Even there is a prosperity in the negative, there's a prosperity in the positive. So ultimately, harnessing the abundance, the unlimited abundance, and utilizing it to live the life that we desire and that we're meant to live. is really what I want to support myself and others to experience it, to live.
Wow, that's very profound. I guess a lot of people don't feel very prosperous or abundant in their day-to-day life. You know, people are struggling to pay bills. People are struggling to put food on the table in many instances. And that feeling of prosperity they just feel like it's totally unattainable for them. So how do you work with somebody that is so stuck in that mentality?
I work on, first, after all, I'm an energy healer. So my first order of business is really seeing what's happening energetically in the person. Think about life force, prana, chi, is freely available around us. It's harnessed by the spin of our chakras. By the spin of our chakras, meaning if the spin of our chakras is being compromised in any form, the chakra has difficulties really in increase or attract the chi or prana energies. And so our patterns that we accumulate to our lives are either beneficial or they are compromising. And once they're compromising a chakra, consider the grounding, the root chakra that connects you to Mother Earth. When you put a seed into the ground, it just starts growing. Mother Earth will take care of the rest. If, you know, of course, if you have a good area, then you plant the seed and the seed will grow. And you don't really even have to water it. You don't even have to put a sunlight on it. It will just, by the way, the earth will take care of it. Now think about this prosperity that's freely available. And first order of business is checking with the energy field, seeing where's the person at. Why is that person limiting themselves in experiencing life to the fullest? Or what are the traumatic experiences that are limiting the chakras of more prana chi intake?
Wow. Okay. And then once you find those areas, then what techniques are you using? It's your actual physical energy healing technique that you're using, and you're using seeds. How else do you, what combination do you use then?
I work with one of my favorite go-to-go modalities too that I developed, that's the Atana method and sacred inner dialogue. And it helps me to identify and to support the person pretty fast to identify and help to restructure the energy flow in the system. And, you know, once that happens, the experience is going to be different.
And now I'm sitting here with my crystals, because I love these crystals. And not only do I think that they're incredible support, but they're beautiful. They're stunning. Can you tell me a little bit about why citrine, please, is so powerful in helping this particular part of your work?
I love the energy of citrines. When you work with all other stones, like a clear quartz, when you work with all the different colored stones, and you end up going to a citrine, you're really going to appreciate them, because the citrines, they learned to receive and to give without holding back. And how many times even in our lives as a human, we think for ourselves, well, we have to hold that back. We can't really share this, or that's probably going to be misunderstood. And if you go into a citrine, working with citrines, they're basically laughing if you want to hold on to anything. They say, why would you hold on to anything? Everything is freely given from the universe. Everything is freely given by God to us without really having to do anything for it. Just receive and give. That's why I love these citrines, because they teach us that we don't need to live in fear of constantly holding on to energies, thoughts, or patterns, or fears, or anything really. Because ultimately, everything is given to us at the moment we need it.
Yeah, I guess that is right. Although, you know, I think some people, you know, are still blinded to that atana. Not everybody can see that just yet. But my own experience is that that is actually true. It's hard, you know, it's a learning journey to get there. I think these citrines can be a great help to people as well on that journey.
Yes, yes. Well, it requires a clearing and a knowing about what's really going on in our minds and what's going on really in our hearts. We want to dive deeper to almost a subconscious level to see what's happening, what are we creating, what thoughts and emotions are really running our lives instead of us really feeling the depth of our emotions. Often what we do, we just surrender to them and we are like on autopilot and we just think it's just the way it is supposed to be. We don't really often realize that we have a full control, or at least a partial control, about the direction where our life is heading. And that's a lot of responsibility, and a lot of people don't want to take responsibility on top of what they think. It's already overwhelming. And not you, our listeners. Of course, you are different. So, and that makes you so special because you are our listeners. So just remember to dive deeper into the subconscious where you find out what's happening. There's a saying, the worst to know is better than not to know. Even if you have like really messed up patterns, it's really exciting to identify them and then restructure them so they can serve you better, so you can live a healthier and a happier life.
Yeah, it's really spot on, Atana. And sometimes it's also good to get a helpful reminder. I think that's also why doing the one-on-one sessions with a teacher, my own experience is that I forget things sometimes and I just need that reminder from someone that is a practitioner of this method. Anyway, on that note, we're going to go to a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to bring in our two guests. We're going to bring in Saber and we're going to bring Carol in, and we're going to talk a little bit further about this topic. So listeners, stay tuned. We will be back in a short moment. Welcome back, listeners. We are having a lovely discussion today about prosperity. We've just been speaking with Atana about crystals, about his method, the Atana method, and how he uses that to help people really connect back to the oneness consciousness that Atana works so beautifully with. We have today with us two guests that we regularly have on this show, Saber and Carol. Hello, ladies. Welcome.
Hello. Hi.
Hi there. Hello. I'd love to include you both in today's conversation because, Carol, you've been a practitioner of Atana for a very long time, and I'm sure you would work quite closely with this work. And Saber, you've been a student of Atana as well. So I'm gonna come to you first, Saber, today. I'd love to speak with you about the aspect of prosperity, and how does that show up in your work with your clients?
Well, I just wanted to give a shout out to Atana. He introduced me to crystals, but not only crystals, the energy that is exchanged with crystals, the beings that they are, and also in terms of the healing aspects, considering a citrine, considered a abundance stone. And Atana had suggested a citrine stone for my husband many years ago. And I was thinking he was going to, you know, give me this little tiny thing. And I go over to pick up the rock at his shop or his office, and it's huge. And he says, bring this home and put this on your husband's solar plexus, which is the stomach. And this was back when my husband, man, he was okay with all of this, but he was just learning, right? and he was just starting to really get into it, right? I'm thinking, oh my gosh, why did this have to be so big, you know? And so I brought it home, and he was so happy to put this stone on his stomach, and he's using it every night, and he's telling me this, and he's telling me that, and it's helping me feel so much better. And I was, at that moment, I knew that we were going to be okay, that not just with prosperity and abundance, but that our family going through this change that we've been waiting thousands of years to do, we were going to get through it. We were going to do it gracefully as a family. And we have a Tana, and we also have that beautiful citrine to thank us, or to thank for that. And that citrine is still at my house. That citrine wanted to be outside for the past couple of weeks, so he is outside enjoying himself. I asked him if he wanted to come in here and have a little play date with all of us, but he said, no, you got it. So he's outside. But it was funny. I wanted to tell you another little story, too, if you don't mind. I was meditating today, and I put a rainbow hematite, a Tana, and I went to a birthday party a couple of weeks ago, and mm-hmm. your rainbow hematite was in the gift bag. Isn't that cool? So I thought it was so funny. I was at a party, and Atana's crystals are everywhere. But so I put this rainbow hematite on my third eye, and I was probably in meditation for about 30 minutes, and I get very, very still. I'm not moving at all. And at about 30 minutes, it just popped off. It didn't slide off. It didn't roll off. It literally popped off and was on the other side of the room, and I had to go pick it up. So the crystals have these innate, I mean, just outer-worldly abilities, and we're just starting to understand more and more of what they can do for us, but also what we can do together. And I love it. I love it when you said, you know, people are kind of blinded and they're like in disbelief of all of these magical abilities, but why do you think people are putting huge slabs of granite or quartz in their kitchens, you know, the heart of their home? They're putting this huge crystal right in the middle of their house where they feed their families, you know, where they converse about their day, where they wake up and start their morning. Crystals are, and stones are just so important. And I'm so thankful that Atana has taught me. It's such a beautiful gift. Thank you, Atana.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, wonderful
being. Thank you. Thank you, Saba. I've never even considered that, you know, all of that in the kitchen. It's quite a fascinating thing to consider, really.
Yes, I know, right?
Yeah.
And also, when you're in there, you know, put your hand on there and just say, see the light going into the quartz, and because that quartz or that granite or whatever marble or whatever stone you have on your floor or on your walls in your bathroom, I mean, it's all over. You know, it's everywhere. And so you can bless and charge any stone that's around you. I have a marble slab in my kitchen, and when my slab is feeling a little bit out of whack, I bring in one of the crystals that Atana has gifted me, and I just leave it there for the day. And when I come home, it's like, woohoo, we're back to normal. Everything's cool.
I bet it makes the food taste better as well.
Well, exactly. And then it blesses everything. And I was just going to add that I find that a lot more people want to sit at the marble slab, you know, the island, than at the other table. So it is, it's like resonating this beautifulness, and it's, you know, you can't deny it because people are gravitating toward it, and the cats are jumping on it. Get the hell down, cat, you know? It's like,
everyone wants to be there. It's like the crystal party in the kitchen.
Exactly.
Carol, I want to come to you now because over the last month or so, we have been having some conversations about the astrology and this very challenging shift that's going on. really is making a huge impact on people everywhere. And I'd love to hear from you a little bit about why working with abundance and why working with prosperity is so important during this particular energy and world shift that's going on.
Well, you can look at prosperity in one way as your power. And so that's something that Atana teaches us all the time, is to call our power back. And so our listeners want to look at, like, are you calling your power back to you on a daily basis? Because when you are saying to the universe, this, you know, this life force that Atana was talking about earlier, when we get the chakras moving, when they're flowing, they're more magnetic, you're bringing more life force into you. And that's a way for you to tell the universe, like, I want it, like, you know, bring it to me, bring it here. I call my life force to me. I call my power to me. And so as these changes are happening, and everybody I've come in contact with recently is feeling, right, this intensity that's happening. As these shifts are happening, how more we can, like, call our power back and be connected to that message to the universe that I do, like, I want this life force. I want this universal life force that is mine to come to me. And so that then I get into conversations about claiming your space. How more you can, I mean, because when you do that, when your chakras are balanced and you're attracting more of your life force and you're intentionally calling your power back to you, then you are also at the same time claiming more of your space inside all of your bodies. And then the universe says, oh, you want life force there. So they start delivering, you know, the universe starts delivering more life force to you. And then that's, you know, how you, so even, you know, you were talking about people in regular day-to-day living, it's sometimes a little bit difficult to feel connected to prosperity. But when you open up a new space in within you, you know, that you, like, didn't really know was there, and you now have this universal life force energy coming to you, and you feel like, hey, I have more energy today, then that's prosperity.
Absolutely, because, you know, I was thinking this week, having energy is actually 10 times more important than being smart. You can be the smartest person in the world, but if you don't have any energy, you can't do much. So, you know, I think that's 100% correct. Atana, I just want to bring you back in here because, you know, you and I have been talking quite regularly over the last several weeks just about how many people are coming to you at the moment as well, for healings and, you know, there's lots of crises going on. And I just want to bring it back to, you know, are you working with people on prosperity? You know, is that a big theme for you right now?
Absolutely. See it like this. Every area in our lives is literally impacted by either lack consciousness of not having enough or prosperity consciousness having more than enough. Just think about when somebody wants to change their profession, when somebody wants to change even their partner, or when they don't have a partner, they want to attract a partner, or when somebody doesn't feel they have enough time, when somebody feels they're too stressed. And besides the healthy time management, it's also realizing that we have more than enough time to do everything that we want to do, everything that we want to create, everything that we want to achieve, instead of feeling like there's never enough time. That's like lack consciousness versus there's more than enough time to do everything that I want to do. And there has to be an understanding that we have to have an understanding of the both sides of the spectrum. One is it's not enough. The other one is there's more than enough. The question is, And even as you are as a listener right now listening to this, just observe, just for one moment, look into your life and see what is it that I feel I don't have enough of? What am I feeling that I'm lacking of? And then really go into a place of bringing abundance, bringing prosperity, unlimited prosperity into that area. And one of the reasons why I work on this so much is because it's part of our healing. In order for you to be healthy, for us to be healthy, we have to have that feeling of there's more than enough of everything that we love and desire. Otherwise, it would be a really hard life to live, if you really look at it. And whose life are you living? Is this the life that you're being programmed to live by your lineage, by your parents and grandparents, or past lives? Or is it something of a planetary control? Just think about it. There's people at this moment, they have more than enough of everything that you actually desire. How come they can have it and you think you don't? So think about it. And I'm not saying take it away from them, but think about it. How can you activate that consciousness inside of you that you can actually attract more love in your heart in this moment? That doesn't cost you a dime. Have more life force, have more energy. That doesn't cost you anything to do it. It just requires your intention.
Prosperity. I just wanted to ask one question on that note. You know, since we've been doing this work and I've really been focusing on this particular aspect with you, I've become aware of it in myself, and I've also become aware of when I might, and I don't often do it anymore, or have lack consciousness thoughts that come up. But what I also notice is I am actually to pick it quite easily when I see other people saying things or suggesting things or reacting to things. And I think, oh, they're doing that. They're coming from a place of lack. And it's much easier for me to see it. When that happens, can you help another at that point as well? Like if it's just me and I see somebody acting in that manner, is that a point where I can actually do healing on the situation or that interaction between the two of us?
First of all, I would make sure that that the other person would know about that I want to support the person, because ultimately there is a experience. This life here is one of the greatest scientific experiments that we ever conducted. As old Native American Indian saying says, we are unlimited star systems. The only thing that we haven't experienced yet is limitation. A lot of people have to learn limitation so they understand the ins and outs of limitation, because we are from our nature are not limited. That's why we constantly want to overstep boundaries and we want to expand and we want to be faster. We want to be stronger. We want to be faster. We want to jump higher. And it's because we know life is in itself unlimited. And in my book, I put an example out there how people who run the 100 meters, you know, a year ago and 100 years ago, and even predicting how faster people are going to run, where is it going to end? It starts like from 10 seconds, and ultimately it's going to be intentionally done if somebody visualizes themselves at the end, and they're going to be there instantaneously, because that's the only solution where we're heading, is like instantaneous manifestation.
Does it make sense? Wow. Yes, it does. It does.
I don't know if that answers your question, but you know, life is too beautiful to just get stuck.
Well, you know what? On that note, we're going to have to go to a quick commercial break. But when we come back, and we're going to have another chat to Carol and Saber as well. And stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you.
Welcome back, listeners. Thank you for tuning in again today. We are speaking on the topic of prosperity. I just thought I'd like to add here quickly, if people want to find Atana, the simplest way to find him is to Google him. And if you want to look at his website, which is www.atanahealingmethod, you'll find access to all of his classes, his events. You can book up for his healing sessions. You can do in person or you can do via Skype. There's information on his group and online training, his books, music, links to his YouTube channel, Facebook channel, Instagram pages, and information on his really very stunning crystal stores, and much more. So now we're going to dive back into this conversation with Atana, as well as the gorgeous Saber and Carol. So I just want to open this back up again to you, Carol, at this point, because you would have dealt with quite a few people in your day-to-day work that did not feel any sort of prosperity when they initially came to see you. And I'd love to hear from you about the shifts and transformations you have seen with some of your clients and have started to work with this modality of the Atana Healing Method.
Oh, well, thank you for allowing me this opportunity to share this. It is quite fun. The first thing I think of is when people are in the lack consciousness that's so prevalent, and they, you know, they come because they know that, as Atana said, they know that they're unlimited beings, and so they come to really, they're saying, is how do I step out of this lack consciousness, whether they're aware of that or not, right? And oftentimes there's a lot of anxiety that comes with the whole situation. A lot of the societal pressures or, you know, planetary pressures, whatever it is, sometimes causes people to feel anxious. And if they're looking, like you were talking about earlier, at their financial situation or their relationships or anything like that, that doesn't feel prosperous or abundant. And so it's often so helpful to bring them back to their heart and allow them that discovery of that connection with their heart that like helps bring them into not only that they're in this divine physical body, but also with the connection in their heart is their connection to the oneness, which is unlimited and abundant and unlimited prosperity. So by step, getting them to connect more to their heart and knowing that in that connection, they can connect to their unconditional love and to their own healing power, then they can start to claim that space that I was talking about earlier. Then the anxiety eases and things start moving. It's a step-by-step process.
Yeah, I feel that. And Saber, do you also have that same experience with your own clients?
I have an experience with everyone in my life right now. Everyone is starting to, including myself, we're starting to remember that money and prosperity is not dirty. It resonates at the frequency of love. And for us to exist on this earthly plane, we need to give and receive and give and receive in balance. And if one of those is not in balance, then the infinity or the infinity symbol is out of balance. And so that causes disease and breakdown of many things. So really, we just have to get back to thinking, I want to love more. I want to feel loved more. And changing our thoughts that money is gross and that it's only for people who want to control and money is only for people who want to take over and look fancy and have more than us. We all deserve to be prosperous. We all have the ability to be prosperous, but it really does start with that evaluating yourself. I deserve to be prosperous. I deserve to be loved. That's it. It's really simple. And when you start thinking about, you know, when did I make that a truth about money? When did I believe that money is dirty? It's only for disgusting things, right? It's not useful. Money is so beautiful. Money is wonderful. It can create such lovely, beautiful things and situations and bring happiness. And we're taught that it can't, you know, that, oh, if you have money, you're going to be miserable. That's bull, right? And my friend Vern told me one day, because I was really going through this and Atana was helping me as well, that he's like, Steph, he's like, Saber, if you have 5 shirts in your closet, you know, you can give 4 away and have 1 for yourself, you know? And it's really as simple as that. When you have more, you can give more too. And I love sharing with people, right? So this was another way that I kind of got myself out of that lack consciousness or that dirty money consciousness. And Atana, oh my gosh, that was a hot mess when I started working with Atana with the money consciousness and the prosperity consciousness. He's probably like laughing to himself right now, just thinking about it, because, I mean, I wasn't charging oh my gosh. Atana, I mean, that was like probably like banging your head against the wall for years. I did not want to charge money for my healings. And this was something that every week you have to charge, you have to charge, you have, no, I don't want to, I don't want to. And it had nothing to do with the money per se. It was that I didn't feel that my service had value at the core, right? And that's so messed up, because my heart, I was giving my heart out and my soul out, and I wanted to share it and I wanted to help people. And, it was amazing when I started to charge for my healing. It really helped kind of streamline who came for healing. It was people who were ready to heal. It wasn't people who were ready to take advantage of me. It were people who were ready to heal. And that stopped a lot of my time wasting and a lot of their time wasting as well. So there's a lot of aspects to, yeah, there's a lot of aspects to this. But just go back to the, you know, this love is money and money is love, you know, and you're taught that it's not, but it's what it is. It's a way to give and receive on this plane, and it can be used in so many different ways that can help each other.
Thank you, Saber. That's gorgeous.
You're welcome. You're gorgeous. I love you.
My voice is not so gorgeous today. It's a bit husky, you know.
Me too.
Atana, Saber just touched on something quite interesting there, which really that you mentioned before, the shadow side of prosperity. And, you know, we live in a world of duality. There is the light and there is the shadow, and both need to be embraced. I'd really like to understand how working with prosperity now can help the planet and help support animals and help support the environment, and why we should be doing that.
Well, just think about if you could buy 1,000 acres or 10,000 acres and make it an animal sanctuary, or if you have the resources to support even animals in the city, or even with the support that you could bring onto the into the planet with education, with support, with self-worth, with self-love, because a lot of the programming that's being brought onto humanity is like, we are not enough, we are not complete, we are not worthy. And that unworthiness creates like, well, we're not going to get there to be worthy anyway. Why even striving for it? And ultimately, you have to start really on a deeper level where you start activating that self-worth, that self-love, and then go into a place, like Saber said, to realize everything has its good and its bad side, and the good part of having the money to do what and to spend for what is necessary and what is good and healthy, it's a good place to be in. And it's a good way to see life when you see all the good that you can do with the money. Because a lot of people don't want to take responsibility because they're overwhelmed. Get out of this overwhelmedness. Think about that you're an unlimited energy system, that you can handle more than you could ever imagine, that you have God, that you have the universe on your side. With these unlimitedness frequencies, you can master and you can solve unlimited problems. And at this time, at this point on the planet, a lot of the economies on different countries, they run on oil. Look if you can even change how we have new renewable energy resources, energy sources that we can access. Think about the unlimitedness. Think about the sun that just kind of like with its own hydrogen experiment is creating so much light for us on a daily basis. Think about how much light we can harness on a daily basis, how now renewable energies are coming more and more into our awareness. And that can shift already the suffering on the planet, where we don't have to go constantly exploiting like the Middle East or where this oil is coming from. And these are like little steps that can make big changes. Even just getting yourself into a place of living healthy, eating healthy, healthy thoughts, healthy emotions, energy work on a daily basis, and valuing yourself without that you feel like everybody else has to take advantage of you and then you feel good when you're exhausted. No, it's like you have your value in life. You are worthy. You can ask for a higher salary. And if that place where you're at is not working with that, then find something that works with you, that resonates with you, that's healthy for you. Don't think you have to compromise yourself in order to make money. Money is money. Money is being printed every day. There's no shortage of money. Every day, there's billions of dollars and currencies are printed. Think about your relationship, your affinity to it, and then align that, clear this, heal it, and then give yourself access to it.
And then have some fun in creating some beautiful things in the world. Yeah.
Then get yourself a nice boat and go on the lake.
Yes, that would be nice.
We're going to build Love Town, remember? We're going to build Love Town. We're going to have quartz countertops provided by Tana. Oh, yeah. For our kitchen center bathroom.
Oh, my gosh. Well, on that note, I'm going to have to cut to a quick commercial break. But when we come back, folks, we're going to have, the party we're going to, Saber's just talking about. So stay tuned and we'll be right back. Welcome back, listeners. Thank you for tuning in today. We are discussing prosperity. We've just been hearing from Atana, who was talking then really about being able to create this prosperity within ourselves so then we can share it back with the planet. I know I need quite a lot of structure in my life. I find that it's very easy for me to go up into my head and daydream and fantasize and think about wonderful potentials, but then really bringing it back into concrete ways in my life is super important. Otherwise, I actually just get confused. And so mine is a lot about
writing out the vision about what I want to create, and then breaking it down into what I'm going to be achieving monthly and really what I'm achieving daily. And that helps keep me on track about what I'm creating. And one of those is this prosperity and abundance. And, you know, I have little things that I've learned from you, Atana, techniques, tools, clearings, processings around abundance that I bring into my daily existence, because I think I've said to you before, I think every day is your life in miniature. So I'd love to hear just from you, you know, some techniques or something we could give our listeners today about how to bring daily prosperity into people's everyday grounded lives that they can be doing right now to help change that frequency.
A very good way is to get yourself a citrine stone, place it on your solar plexus chakra and start working with it. Then every time you feel like you can't have this or you can't afford this, think about it differently. Think about it in a different way. It's like, how nice would it be if I have this instead of saying I can't afford this? What gets me right now to a joke? Are you guys ready?
Oh, oh no.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have to. No, I'm not sorry. Excuse me. So where does a polar bear keep his money?
Where?
In a snowbank. What gets me definitely what gets me to the next one, if people are overcharging too much, how do you keep a bull from charging?
How
take away his credit card.
I can't believe you can remember all of these jokes. I wish I had that ability. You're very clever.
So. Well, how about everybody just have the intention to be prosperous from now on? Just don't think about it too much. Just give yourself the intention. From now on, I'm going to be prosperous. I am prosperous from now on. And have this affirmation going like 300 times a day. I am prosperous. From now on, I give myself permission to be prosperous.
And permission is a big thing, don't you think?
Absolutely, because we have been in, from childhood on, when we wanted something, we have been put into this position where our parents thought, can we afford this? Do we have enough time? And we constantly balancer, like, is this more important or is that more important? And if you give yourself in this moment the most important frequency that you truly, every emotion, everything inside of you, everything around you that represents you is the most important part and expression in life right now. And I'm not saying this in an egotistical way. Then that value that you're giving yourself means every action, every thought has a value too. So we have to consider ourselves. We have to get into that place where we give ourselves permission to be prosperous, to recognize our own prosperity heritage. Because look, people are born every second into this planet. There's nothing more prosperous than humans, and you're part of it.
Woohoo! Every time I feel like I do this show, when we finish, I feel like I go off and having a bit of a dance, because when I listen to all this conversation, I always feel so good. I think, it's time to go out and kick it in the world today. But that's so true, Atana. You know? But that's so true. It's really getting into that space and then living from that space. And I think this work allows you to do that. It allows you to feel into that space. And then when you're living everything that you do from that space, that is your greatest gift and that is your greatest ability to influence the world in a positive way. Am I correct?
You are always correct, Anna. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, ma'am.
We have to finish up soon, so I just wanted to bring back our two wonderful guests,
Saba and Carol. Ladies, thank you for being here today. Saba, I just want to know if you've got anything to say to our listeners before we tune out this afternoon. We've still got, you know, like 5 minutes or something.
I wanted to, you had said something really awesome, how you have this beautiful ability to envision a prosperous life and these infinite possibilities. A lot of people have trouble with that. I have trouble with that sometimes. So you're inspiring me. Thank you. And I'm going to go, when this is over, I'm going to go and just dream about what else it is that I would like to do. And what I'm telling you, I keep talking about this love town, but since I was a little girl, my family is construction based in New Jersey, and I love building, and I want to build havens for people, and I want to build a city, and I want to do it the right way, where you respect each other and the land. And I'm going to go and take your cue and dream about that for the rest of the day, and 300 times a day, as Atana said. And then I'm going to invite you all to Love Town someday.
I would love that.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
An invitation to Love Town.
We'll have dinner. We'll have dinner and drinks on our granite quartz countertop, blessed by Atana. Yeah. So thank you for inspiring me.
Yeah.
You wonderful,
you're gorgeous.
Person. And you're gorgeous. And I also know that you have to get up really, really early to do this. So thank you for doing this wonderful job. And thank you, Atana, for allowing me to do this with you. And Carol, thank you for letting me do this with you. And I love you guys very much. Thank you.
Thank you,
I love
Saba.
You too.
And if we still have a minute, yeah, I would like to say to the listeners that I'm living proof that that citrine on your solar plexus, like Atana talked about, and increasing your self-love, like he talks about, really work. I was in a place where, you know, he really had to bring me out. And I would put that citrine on my solar plexus, and I would just repeat, you know, 300 times a day, I increase my self-love to the highest level possible. And so even if you're not feeling like your life situation is prosperous, if you get a citrine from the natural crystal store and you increase your self-love and try and connect to your heart, you're going to connect to prosperity and you're going to feel better.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you. And finally, to the man himself, Atana, any final words from you?
Yes. I love you. I love Anna. I love Saba. I love Carol. I love you, listener. I love you, listener, that's listening right now. Of course, there's listeners beyond the listening. So just know, I love you, listener, and I love the listen to as well. And remember that you have all the power to manifest, to attract this magnificent life of yours that you dreamed of. Don't you ever give up on this. Know that everything is possible. Learn energy work. Be the best that you can be. Look at us. We're stepping it up. We're moving forward, and we're reminding you. And know that everything is possible. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, Atana. Thank you to our guests. Thank you to our listeners. And thank you very much to our sponsors. Once again, if you want to find Atana, just Google him or go to his webpage, www.atanamethod.com. Thank you, and we will be back next week.